My sisters and brothers, not too long ago, some divers found a 400-year-old ship off the coast of Northern Ireland. Among the treasures found on the ship was an old tarnished ring. After cleaning it up, they noticed that on the band of the ring there was an etching. An etching of a hand holding a heart. And below the etching was this inscription: "There is no greater love than this." Oh, my friends, this inscription could have very well been printed on the cross of Christ, because nobody gave more than he did. He gave his love, he gave his life, to bring humankind back into harmony with his Father's love. In fact, I'd like to say that his entire life was just one fantastic love song. A love song written in 7 parts, each part in harmony with the whole, and together creating a masterful love song. Every Good Friday, we symbolically come to Mount Calvary to replay the love song. We come to listen to its lyrics, the words of Jesus, and to savor its melody, the life and the death of Jesus. We come to observe its crescendos and decrescendos, the ups and downs that come with loving, and to feel its forte fortissimo, the strength and the power of Jesus' love. We come to rest in its piano pianissimo, the peace that only God can give, and to learn its tempo, a total surrender to the Father's will. But most of all, we come to give praise and thanks to God for sending His only Son into the world to redeem it, so that you and I, my friends, may have eternal life. And now, I invite all those who have eyes that see to look at our crucified Lord. For there on his heart is carved an etching of the hand of God holding his heart and giving that heart to the world. Below the etching is this inscription: "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend." And, oh my people, you and I are among the friends for whom Jesus laid down his life. Is there greater love than this? There is no greater love. This is the theme of the Good Friday love song.